I know it's Valentine's week, Tom, and I know come this time of year, young men's attentions turn to romance and all that, but it also turns to hurling and the start of the hurling league this weekend. And Derry, out and ready for action, are you?
Well, certainly now Derry is ready for action, okay. You know, you say it's Valentine's weekend, but, you know, all the other activities will have to be put on hold to after 2 o'clock tomorrow at Celtic Park, where we'll be meeting our sort of local rivals, Antrim and a derby. But no, everybody's looking forward to it now, but we're all just hoping that Hurling was the winner now. We get a good, tough game of Hurling with two teams and both out to one, and whatever happens at the end of the day now, we'll both have to just move on.
Yeah, and before we look at tomorrow's game in particular, overall, it's going to be a competitive league. You have Westmeath, Carlow, Kildare, London. I suppose nothing new in that.
Nothing new whatsoever. You know, to me, the league is just as competitive this year as it was last year. They say Kerry moved up and Antrim come down, and Wicklow and down and Kildare come up. You know, so no. Listen, we know there's no games there. You can be taken for granted of that. We just have to prepare for each game as it comes. You know, and give each game its respect. You know, that it deserves.
Yeah. And of course, you weren't that far away yourselves last year from making the jump up.
Well, that's true. You know, I suppose it was in our own hands. We slipped up in the last day, you know, against Wicklow. But again, you know, we would have to sort of look at ourselves for that. Nobody else to blame. We let the complacency set in, you know, and we took our eye off the ball, you know, and we got caught out. So, but look, it wasn't the end of the world, you know, because I just know Derry wouldn't probably have been ready for that step up just yet,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah. Because on the face of it, that means that if you were to take it, you got to the Christy Ring final as well, so you're in the mix. But, you know, on the face of it, one would feel that, you know, you're going to be their challenge. But let's be honest about it. In ways, it's a new look, Derry side, starting out this tomorrow, because quite a few people have called time.
Well, this is it, you know. This is what happens, you know. Players decide to retire, you know, and move on. Some of them get young families, you know, and the priorities have to change. Other lads, just for the situation at the minute, have to go away to find work and that. But we've got a few more lads brought in again, you know, and we just started and had to sort of more or less go back to the start and start over again, you know. But look, everybody has worked hard. We've a good mix of young fellas and a few experienced lads, and that's what it's all about, you know. Yeah. Just
and just remind us again, Tom, who has retired or left the scene?
Oh, Liam Hemphy and Kevin, the two brothers, now have been great stalwarts in Derry now over the years. The both of them has decided to call it a day, and Rory McCluskey, another man who gave great service, you know, decided to call it a day as well. You know, but like I say, these fellows now is all married with young families, and you know, you just have to accept that and move on.
But having said that, there are a few pluses as well, and you have inveigled a few more experienced guys.
Well, that's right. Now Paddy Kelly is a very established hurler. You know, Paddy's back on board again now. It's great to have him back. And the other brothers, Oisin and Darren McCluskey, you know, were missing last year, and the two of them's back again this year, and along with Shane Farn.
Yeah, and obviously you've gone to look to the under-21s as well.
Yes, we've got a few lads in from the under-21s now. We have a couple of lads in from Slefnail now who played in the under-21s last year now, and they're a good addition to have on board. You know, they had a good year with their club there, contesting the Ulster final and that, you know. So, no, look, everybody's back on board there, and the fellas that's there now is all having a good go at it here now, so we'll be looking forward to Antrim tomorrow.
As we said, it's Antrim tomorrow, it's Westmeath, Carlow, London and Kildare in that order, and three of those games away, so it makes it a little bit more difficult, does it?
Oh, absolutely, yep, no doubt about that. You know, we play Antrim on Sunday now in Celtic Park, and after that now we're on the travels now for the next 2 weeks away to Westmeath and away to Carlow. Now there's definitely nothing to be taken for granted there now. That'll be tough assignments.
Yeah. Anyway, looking ahead to the big one tomorrow, obviously it's an awkward one in a way for yourself, obviously being a Dunloy man and an Antrim native, but I'm sure your colours will be definitely nailed to the red and white mast tomorrow.
Well, that will have to be put to the side for a couple of hours tomorrow now. I'm over there doing a job with Derry, and I enjoy doing it, and I've been over there for the last few years, and you know, I'll be doing my best tomorrow, you know, to go to again Antrim and try and get a result. Say PJ Amol now, the manager of Antrim, like, and PJ's the same, he'll be out to do his best for Antrim, you know. So, no, look, after the match tomorrow, we'll all shake hands and I'll still be an Antrim man.
Yeah, and tell me, obviously, Antrim, I know that they went through a bad season last year and have been in the doldrums for a couple of seasons, but they're still going to be the team to beat, aren't they, Tom?
I would say you're absolutely right. You know, Antrim are some fine hurlers and that. Well, there were a couple of years there now, maybe things just didn't go the way they expect them to go, you know, but that's what happens in hurling. And sometimes maybe just the changes, you know, if management's maybe what's needed. You know, and that's not saying anything about the man that was there before, you know. But sometimes new man comes in and just gives it a wee lift, you know, and the whole thing can just fall back into place again. Maybe the Antrim went down in this division where they'll start winning again, you know, and get the confidence back and that. No, they'll definitely be the team to beat, all right.
And finally, before we let you go, you've named your selection quite a lot of new faces and quite a lot of change from last year. Maybe you'd remind us of some of them.
Well, well, in the full back line now, Darren McCluskey's in there. He's come back in again. He had played before, Dermot O'Neill's on the half back line, the new man in. And in the forwards there, we have Shane Farn returned. Shane played a bit of underage and a bit of senior now, but these are all good hurlers, you know, and it's good to have these men in. And there's a couple of the Slattenhill players will be starting the game tomorrow as well, Gareth O'Kane and Mark McGuigan. So, look, these boys have all played at under 21 level and senior level at some stages for Derry, you know, and they're all good club hurlers, so oh, they'll be out to see how they get on, you know.
But still a good experience spying to the team?
Well, there is, yep, we do. We have Sean McCulloch there. Sean will be laying out at full back, and Rory Convery will be full forward, you know. Them men's all been hurling quite a lot of time now. Everybody knows Rory, you know, he's been great servant today, you know, and same with Sean McCulloch.
So obviously with just the two home games, you need to get something out of tomorrow, I suppose.
Well, that's what we'll be looking at, you know. Look, every game we play, we'll be trying to get something out of it, you know, and tomorrow will be no different. It's a home game and you have to try and do the best you can for your home games and get something out of it.